pretty big breakthrough since our last trial. And as a result, I've decided the search for a tachyon particle is no longer viable. To make an analogy, so there's a train moving towards you a mile away, right? And you know, if you just stand there with it moving towards you, it's eventually gonna hit you. Well, you would have enough time to react by stepping out of the way before it hit you, right? But let's say I slowed down the speed of light. See, there's a problem. You only know that the train is moving towards you because you see the light bouncing off of the train. You would not know the train is a mile away. You would know when the train was a mile away. And by the time you know that the train was a mile away, there is an invisible train moving directly towards you. And you don't know it's coming until it's too late.
So here's my current understanding of history from my point of view. I was born here. I begin my temporal research for NASA here. I publish my findings on black hole jumping here. And the Soviets follow suit here. So this is my current understanding of history. However, there are several contradictions to it in its current form. Now, this timeline is something called Internet. So using that, I was able to determine where most of these key points are. It would appear the Soviets were disbanded in 1991, which means this never happened. Now, looking through this test footage, I was able to determine how far along this version of me's research is, and he's only sustained a successful string jump as early as 2 days ago, which means he certainly does not have government funding at this point, which means this never happened. The only other trace of myself I was able to find on this timeline is an arrest and some missing person reports, which means me not being exactly prominent, this certainly never happened.
They're not that good. They certainly don't make me forget you, Catherine. They don't tell me how to bring you back to life without making a big freaking pass.